Hi VIP advisor, this is Ellen. I just wanted to get involved with the discussion about mainstream versus specialist education. I'm 19 and I'm currently at mainstream uni, and I have had experience of both mainstream and specialist education. I went to mainstream primary and secondary until the end of my GCSEs, and then I did my A-levels at a specialist college. I'm going to talk about the positive things I got from both. I personally believe that it's unfair to judge either if you don't have experience of both, because it's just not as valid an argument if you haven't experienced both, I don't think. So what the positive things I am going to say that I got from mainstream are, social integration into a sighted world, from obviously living with sighted people and being in a sighted environment, confidence in my capabilities, through having to compete with sighted peers academically and proving to my teachers, my family, and myself as well that I do have the capabilities to do just as well and sometimes even better than my sighted peers, given the right support and given, you know, the right equipment and providing that I can actually do it to the best of my abilities. And the third positive thing I'm going to say I got from mainstream is resilience. I think resilience is a really important thing for a VI person. You need to be resilient to be able to fight for yourself and what you need. And I personally think that mainstream set me up with the skills and the resilience to be able to do that when I came here, when I came to uni, and for when I'm going to have to leave and go into the world of work. because having to fight for myself and my needs in that kind of setting gave me experience of how to do it in an effective way instead of just having a tantrum and throwing my toys out the pram. I think it's a really good quality to have, because the reality is that everything's not going to be handed to you on a plate like it is in specialist. And you need to be aware of that. And you need to be aware of how to deal with that when that happens. So I think mainstream provides that for you in a good way. Even though it's not easy sometimes. It's really not easy sometimes. In the long run, I think it's beneficial. the positive things I'm going to say I got from specialist education is my personal experience, a much needed respite. I just talked about fighting for myself and my needs. But when I went to specialist, I didn't need to fight. And to be quite honest, it was a very welcome breath of fresh air. For those 2 years, I feel like I got to be a teenager. Before that, I felt like I had to grow up too quick. Sort of. People might disagree. But I think there's a lot of pressure, and in my personal circumstances anyway, there's a lot of pressure, and sometimes it was really hard, and it wears you down having to fight for yourself all the time, constantly, just for the basic, most basic support. So specialist was a very welcome breath of fresh air for me, and just a break before, you know, I had to dive straight back in again in uni. A second good thing I'm going to say I got from specialist is independent living skills. Includes stuff like mobility, like cooking skills, and just generally like what it says, independent living skills. I credit my mobility entirely to my teacher at my specialist school. Well, and also my rehab officer now, but the basics of it. My confidence to be able to travel around the country like I do now, which I would never, ever have been able to do 2 years ago, is entirely down to her. Because in that kind of setting, mobility is part of your curriculum. It's a regular lesson. You're monitored. You know, you've got targets. It's part of the curriculum. It's like a normal lesson. Basically, you have assignments, if you like, or, you know, routes to do. And it's really important that it's part of the curriculum, because when it wasn't part of the curriculum in my mainstream education, I just wouldn't get it. I wouldn't have it. And it just wouldn't happen. And it's such an important thing to have. and same goes for, like, cooking and just general, like, random stuff that you just need to learn how to do. Like ironing and, like, like changing a light bulb or something. Just stuff that my parents wouldn't have had a clue how to teach me how to do. And that none of my parents at my teachers at my mainstream school were qualified or were supposed to teach me how to do. So I pride myself on being a very independent, self-sufficient person. And I credit that entirely to my specialist, my time at specialist school, because it taught me how to be independent. And the third thing I'm going to say I got from specialist education is a fantastic group of friends. Peers my own age, with the same sort of worries, the same going through the same sort of difficulties, but who ultimately I could identify with in a way that I could never identify with my friends from my mainstream school. I'm not saying that I didn't have fantastic friends at mainstream. I'm just saying that we identified in a different way, and to be able to have friends like that who you can identify with in that way, because a visual impairment impacts on your life in such a big way. It's a big part of your life. And being able to talk about worries, but also good things that happen because of your visual impairment, with someone who, like, completely understands, it's such a valuable thing for, I think, especially someone growing up, an adolescent, whatever, going through all those weird, crazy teenage years where you're all self-conscious and embarrassed and whatnot. I think it's really important to be able to have a friend or a group of friends who you can talk to about stuff like that, because you might not be able to talk to your parents or your family or your teachers or, you know, sighted friends in the same way. Not because it's their fault, just because they might not understand just the right way. So those are the good things I think I got from both. I know there's a lot of controversy over this matter, of whether, of, you know, mainstream versus specialist, but I personally think it's such an individual thing. I think it's really silly to take a one-size-fits-all approach, because it's such an individual matter. It so entirely depends on individual circumstance, individual like conditions, or so many different things. You just can't take a one size fits all approach with it. I don't think it's fair, because some people really thrive in specialist, and some people really thrive in mainstream. Some people need a bit of both, like me. You know, I don't think it's fair to say that everyone should go to mainstream and scrap all these specialist schools, or that, oh, just ship everyone to specialists because it would be easier. I think that's ridiculous. I think everyone should be allowed the choice to do whatever they want, because, everyone should be given a choice.